7:12, before we get to Bill on the Leafs Breakfast, I want to talk about Jane Finch. Notorious, maybe through no fault of a lot of the locals, but it's had some episodes in the past that have seen it as a hotbed of criminal activity and guns and gangs, and as a result, some people just want to rebrand it, reshape it in the public's eye and mind, and that would mean Councillor for Ward 8, Anthony Peruzza, who's joined the Oakley Show this morning at AM 640. Councillor, good to have you on board. Good morning.
Good to be on the show with you.
Yeah, now I've got to also introduce Sabrina Gopal, who's a news reporter with jane-finch.com. Hey, Sabrina, nice to have you on board, too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Anthony, let's start with you. You want to rebrand it, University Heights. I heard this late last week, and I wondered, I mean, what's going on here? What's the thinking?
Well, this area, had a number of names when it was first built out, and one of those names was University Heights, and it's just simply over time been tarred over by a number of other names, and I just basically want to, dust that old brand off and begin to use it anew.
Are you telling us that's already, it's used to be called at, or at some point referred to as University Heights?
A portion of the community was basically sold when the subdivisions were first built up as University Heights. It's designated that way in the old North York District 10 plan, which has basically been harmonized into the new City of Toronto's official plan. So, and a number of other names and so on. So this is sort of the first crack at it, yes.
All right, and how far back are we going when it was called or referred someplace somewhere as University Heights?
Well, from my perspective, I mean, it's always been on the books, and it's just something that no one has ever really used, other than the folks who have a very long memory and have lived in this area.
So we're talking about the 50s and 60s, maybe?
We're talking 50s, 60s, 70s.
Really? Yeah. All right, I'd never heard of that. But Sabrina, how about you? Had you heard of it being called University Heights?
No, I haven't. I mean, I know they've been playing with names. There's been Black Creek they've thrown around, Downsview, it's been noted as North York, but University Heights, it's not only not heard of, but it's totally not even connected to the community. It's not even something that's a reality to the community. I mean, the branding of it as well, it's kind of disconnected to the community. I mean, I don't only report in the community, I live here as well, and I grew up here. This is part of my identity as Jane and Finch. I feel disconnected, and I'm not just speaking for myself. I mean, JaneFinch.com, we've been doing a lot of work around this. And when you hear the community's response to it, they will always refer to Jane and Finch as Jane and Finch.
So what are you saying, Sabrina, that Councillor Peruzza's initiative here is a non-starter?
I think it's something that, you know, the city's initiated. And, I mean, we work together. Anthony and I have worked together in the past, and I mean, we both have a vision of a safer and healthier community, but it's disconnected to the community. I mean, the community didn't have a say. And which part of this community wants it to be University Heights? I mean, that's the question that the people are asking.
All right, well, Anthony, have you really sounded out the constituents to find out if there's an appetite for a rebranding?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this isn't something that I just invented. We discussed it extensively during the election campaign. I held a number of meetings on the subject. That one, I don't remember if Sabrina was at, but in the San Romano Way, San Romano Way project offices, we had a very lengthy discussion with a group of community activists around the notion of giving people the option. After all, Jane and Finch is an intersection, and the intersection will continue to exist. And people, I understand that there are a lot of folks that like the notion of a Jane Finch as a community brand, and that intersection will, you know, won't disappear. It'll continue to be there, and I'm just, I guess, trying to provide an alternative.
Why would you provide an alternative, though, Councillor? I guess you're saying indirectly that Jane Finch is a tarnished brand.
Well, you know, I hear over and over again when I attend community meetings and some community meetings that Sabrina has been at as well, where young folks tell me that they have trouble, getting jobs when they tell their employers that they're from the Jane Finch area or Jane Finch community. So,
No, the problem is with that.
There are some negative connotations connected to the Jane Finch label. There's no question about that. I don't think that anybody would dispute that.
Sabrina,
you introduced the show this morning, suggesting that that Jane Finch is known for, and then you.
Well, it is. I mean, look, where I sit here, we've talked about it. We've also been accused of neighborhoodism by certain people, saying, "Well, you know, you can't just damn the whole neighborhood."
And absolutely. And I think that we've had this image basically, thrust upon us. And when it's probably one of the most diverse and one of the most exciting communities you'll find anywhere in Toronto, over 100.
All right, but Sabrina, if I'm understanding you right, you want to get that story out.
Okay, so here's the problem, though. Like, I mean, okay, yes, you know, we're looking at image, and that's a big part of our community, is the image that it carries. Internally, yes, we know what the community is about. You have frontline people, you have community people working in the community and owning the Jane and Finch. It's the process that I think has been a huge issue here. I mean, the involvement, the input, I mean, even the branding of it, like, there's banners around the community. The logo is of a university grad, and his back is turned to a worker. I mean, image-wise, what does that say? I mean, the process,
Sabrina,
there's
Sabrina,
such a
in,
huge
in fairness,
disconnect.
In fairness, the logo.
In addition to that,
please,
wait
please
a minute. Even the money
the
that was invested
the logo,
in
the logo
it.
Was actually designed by young folks, and it's not about turning backs. It's about a grid and a road network, and it's about the creek, and there's a number of... It's actually...
Maybe some mocks needed to be thrown out. Maybe people needed to look at some ideas and concepts. The problem is really how aggressive it's moving in, how much the input the community's had, and how inclusive it's been.
Hey, let me ask the counselor, though. The banner campaign, as I understand it, there are several banners that are up and around that are, as you depicted, University Heights. Who's paying for that?
Yeah, this is just...
University that's just moving into the community. I mean, it's isolated from the community. They've just...
All right, but Counselor, who's paying for the banner campaign?
Well, the banner, it's very interesting, actually. York University, which is basically at the center of our community, is going to be celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, and this is very much part of their celebratory campaign from my perspective, and they were gracious enough to help us.
That's fantastic for York,
on
but why not some scholarships? Why not
something that can make a huge ripple effect as opposed to
this way of, like, exploiting the community? Oh, we're going to come in and do this good doing work. What happens to the people that have been doing work?
Why wasn't that money invested into what's being done?
In
fairness, Sabrina, they are opening an office at the corner in the York Gate Mall. An office where they're going to provide considerable resources to the community, but I don't want to turn this into a discussion about York University and York University's history
and this is about Jane Finch getting a bad rap, and you want to rebrand it, and we've got Sabrina who feels that the neighbors are making a contribution and she wants to tell the positive story rather than rebranding it, continue on with the tradition.
No, but absolutely, I want to tell a positive story. I want to build on a positive story.
Do you want to rebrand it University Heights?
I want to connect it to a brand. We're going to be getting a new subway into this area. It's $3 billion investment. There's going to be a stop at Keele. There's going to be a stop at York. There's going to be a stop on Steeles.
At what cost to Jane and Finch?
It's a $3 billion investment into jobs. It's a $3 billion investment into growth, into revitalizing.
And you feel that rebranding at University Heights will somehow put a patina of, it'll erase the bad memories of the negatives of Jane Finch.
We have some wonderful history and some wonderful memories, and we need to dust that off and we need to parade that around.
And call it University Heights. I got to leave you on that note. I've got to leave you. Anthony Peruzza is a counselor for Ward 8 York West. And he's the guy who's proposing this, and behind it, Sabrina Gopal is a news reporter with jane/finch.com, and not in favor. To both, I wish you a good morning. I appreciate it, and we'll keep monitoring the situation, see if this one gets any traction. Thank you.